after report and all business?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. We just got an email, all five of us this morning, including Matthew, about from the Forest Service with a proposed grant, or it's through the grants and agreements, and it's an agreement that would move us forward on facilitators for the Forest Collaborative. We had agreed to put in $5,000 contingent on the Forest Service putting in $5,000. This agreement specifies that. I haven't had a chance to look through it. It just came this morning to us. It's multiple pages. What I would like to do is have Matthew get with Clayton and review that agreement and come back to us in 2 weeks.
Sounds good.
Yeah. And
that's positive.
Yeah, it's a positive way forward, and maybe we're getting hopefully far enough through this virus so we can start having a serious discussion about active management. The only other thing I have, I've been invited by the Legislative Natural Resource Committee to provide testimony in regards to our efforts to use Good Neighbor Authority to do more active management, working with state forestry. And they're also going to be wanting to know, like an update on where we're at with NEPA, with engaging with Forest Service and BLM. The legislative that committee is very supportive of supporting counties being actively involved with our federal agencies. And they see the county role, the county is being able to play a more significant role in the state of Wyoming than they can as a legislature. And they're looking for ways to further support that. So I was on a call with Jeremiah and maybe a couple of days ago talking about what this might look like. We're also including Ken Conley, although he could not make that particular call, but we'll be having that. I believe that committee meeting is Monday next week. So I'll be doing that as well. So that's all I have to report, Mr. Chairman. If it's okay with you, we'll ask Matt to get with Clayton and review that agreement.
That'll be good. Thank you, Mr. Dawson. Commissioner Nolan?
I don't have any more chairman.
Commissioner Ryle?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Number one, I was at a meeting the other night with the Fair Board discussing whether the fair was going to take place. It was nice to go to a meeting where everybody was on the same page, everybody was working together to make the fair happen. And with Dr. Fitzsimmons, and I believe they're meeting today, and I think that we are going to have a county fair with, of course, the variances and all the different things that are going to happen. The other thing is that Joel and I have talked with Paul Ulrich and Jonah about the legislative bill 159 on the ad valorem taxes. And I would like to know if we can have the leeway to talk with Davis and Cannon about the legal aspects when we get into the weeds, so to speak, because it's even more complicated than what we talked about earlier today in our meeting. So that'll be up to you guys if you think we can move forward or bring it back to you guys when that time comes.
Clay, do you have any comment on that?
I'm sorry, man. Can you back up? Commissioner
Rothman. Yeah, don't worry about it. What we're talking about is when we get into the weeds, so to speak, with Clayton or with Paul Ulrich and Jonah about the ad valorem taxes. Do we need to have the ability to call Cannon and Davis and Cannon for their expertise in these legal aspects, or do we want to do it with your office in this way? Because this isn't going to go.
Well, we certainly need to reconvene that working group
again
to get going on that.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, I don't see those issues getting outside of the expertise of our office. But as soon as they do, we'll be the first ones to say, in the interest of the county, we need to make sure we bring somebody else in.
That, and that's what I think we need, is we need you guys to say, hey, we, yeah.
So I'd say for right now, we're more than comfortable to continue that conversation. But once we get up to a point, if we get to that point, certainly we should look for that outside expertise.
Sure.
But for right now, I think we're and I'm not looking at you guys, kid. I'm looking at you too, because you're on the working
group. Right. And Joel, you don't have a problem with that?
No, I don't have a problem.
Yeah, okay.
I'm fairly convinced when you look at the complexity of that legislation that we ultimately, if we're going to do anything that's beneficial to the county, we're going to have to involve that level of expertise. But that said, that doesn't mean we can't start out at this level working with Clayton. I did have a call from Paul Ulrich wanting to know, he wanted to start the process of visiting with us. I left him a message and he was kind of indicating he wanted to meet with Mac and I last week, but then he never called me back, so I've yet to receive any communication that would set a time to even see what Joe Energy has in mind. I don't even know that. So that's where we're at.
Okay, and just to follow up on that, I do need to set up another meeting for everyone to get together and reconvene, and I will do that shortly. And then we can kind of go from there.
We need to check my fishing schedule, so I'll give you that.
Oh, fishing schedule.
I can do that today. Mr. Chairman, that's all I have.
Thank you, Commissioner Baker. I don't know that much. I guess my biggest concern, because of my age restrictions and traveling around the world, I kept myself pretty much at home doing what I have to do there to make a living. So that's sort of where I'm coming from today. And I hope this sort of thing lifts pretty quick so people can actively get out and be people again.
The only thing I have to report is I had a conversation with Representative Summers, and apparently there was some confusion from the governor's office with regards to how this commission stood in support of the Critical Access Hospital. I think this was an important time that they needed to confirm that support because of consideration of possibility of using that CARES money for infrastructure, specifically as it pertains to a critical access hospital. I sent the commissioners a copy of an email I had with Rennie Mackey outlining the measure of our support, which included the fact that we as a commission had approved a motion that we would give both clinics to the healthcare district with two contingencies, one of those being that they would reach an MOU for a merger with some of the center, and that the other one would be that there would be a successful ballot initiative passing a hospital district. In addition, I pointed out to Rennie and ultimately the governor's office in a letter that we had also supported the purchase of the property necessary for the Critical Access Hospital conjointly with the Rural Healthcare District to the tune of $1.35 million. And I think that this indicates our support moving forward with this. So I just wanted you to be made aware that that letter was sent to the governor with those salient features. And if there's any questions, comments, I'll stand for those. If not, the only other thing has been regular 3 times a weekly meetings with the WCCA, which has been going on for what, Joel, about 8 or 9 weeks now. I think I've missed 3 meetings, but I think they're about to wind down, hopefully.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for making it a priority to attend those. I've been on a lot of them, but here the last few weeks I've been so tied up, I have not been able to. So at least we're, with you taking the lead on that, we're well covered and well represented. So thank you.
Well, I hope we're going to be into our next phase in dealing with this. It looks like the decisions made a couple of weeks ago in terms of opening restaurants and bars and allowing other activities so far has not caused us an increased surge, and hopefully we can keep that moving forward. I do have to say we need to see what happens in the rest of the country with what's been happening and the congregations of people and lack of social distancing and mask wearing. So we're so far so good in Suffolk County, and we hope we keep it that way. Any comments from any of the public before we close? If not, if there's not anything else to report, we will adjourn the meeting.